This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji, coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia, from the studios of WCLK. Yesterday, the question here in Georgia was whether it would vote Democratic in the presidential election. Today, the question is whether they've counted all the votes. And at stake, perhaps, is the presidential race count, but also the tight race for Senate, with Republican incumbent Saxby Chambliss facing off with Democrat Jim Martin. Joining us now is Susanna Cappelluto, news director of Georgia Public Broadcasting. Good morning, and what's happening here in Georgia?
Well, what's happening is that it seems like, you know, we've talked about community organizing skills of Barack Obama, and it seems like he needs to bring some of those to Georgia in the next 3 weeks, because if we look at the numbers now, Saxby Chambliss, who was leading all night, is now under 50% of the vote, and with the Libertarian candidate in that race and Georgia's rule that you have to have 50% plus one in order to win, we are looking at a runoff in 3 weeks for the U.S. Senate race. And what Jim Martin needs, he needs Barack Obama in order to bring voters back out to vote for him, if these numbers hold true. The reason it is changing now is because so many, I mean up to 2 million people voted early in Georgia, and their vote was counted last. But the early voters were the ones that came out, because that was the Barack Obama campaign saying, vote early so that your place in line on Election Day can be taken up by somebody else who's more reluctant to vote. So what we're seeing now is basically numbers last night that looked like Georgia was still solidly Republican all of a sudden is now turning more blue.
So why do you think some news outlets called the presidential race for John McCain and essentially called the Senate race for Saxby Chambliss?
Well, the reason is because, you know, that's what it looks like when you look at the precincts only, and this is the old-fashioned way of doing things. This was the first time we voted early in Georgia. 45 days we've been voting, and the people that were voting predominantly were voting Democratic. That's what we had been reported on. We sat in our studio last night talking to the pundits, looking at the results, and we're shaking our heads, and we're going, well, what happened to all this change talk, you know, and these long lines in the urban areas in Georgia? What's going on? I guess Georgia is just staying the way it is. We don't like change. But this morning, overnight, they're counting all these early votes, and things are changing. But it just, you know, everything that's new or the new procedures takes longer, I guess.
So, Susanna, any sense then how long it's going to take officials here, particularly in Fulton County, where Atlanta is, where all of those African-American voters are that you were talking about, how long is it going to take for them to vote all of the absentee and early voter ballots?
Well, that will be our news story for today. We have to figure that one out. We're calling the Secretary of State's office constantly. We're calling the campaigns. We're waiting for Jim Martin to make it. I mean, numbers, if you look at it, I mean, there could be up to a million still to be counted.
Oh, wow.
We constantly go to the website and check it, and, you know, it could take a while. It's the first time we've done it this way.
All right. Well, we'll keep your number on speed dial. Thank you.
Good.
Susanna Cappelluto is the news director of Georgia Public Broadcasting, reporting on the ballots that haven't been counted, apparently, here in Georgia.